Sechas Makas Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Ketzad Malkin Oisai. How does Bezdin give him Malkus? Meaning the Shliach of Bezdin ties his two hands on either side of the post. The Chazan HaKnesses, the attendant of the Beis Knesses, meaning the Shliach Bezdin, Oiches Bebegadav, he grabs his clothing, he pulls them away from where he's going to get them. Nikru, Nikru, Vim Nifru, Nifru. If they tear, they tear. If they split open at the seams, they split open. Achu Megalis Libay, and he continues to do this until he uncovers his heart, meaning until his chest and his back is exposed. For Evan Asunome Achrav, the stone used as the platform is placed behind the person who is being lashed. Chazan HaKnesses Oimid Alav, the Chazan HaKnesses stands on it, Ritzua Biyadai, with a strap in his hands. Shall Egel made out of an Egel, calf skin. Kfula Echad L'Shnayim M'Shnayim L'Arba, doubled one into two, and then two into four. And two straps of donkey hide run up and down with it. Okay, now Mishnah Yud Gimel, Yada Tefach, continuing to say what happens here. Yada Tefach, the whip's handle should be a Tefach. Rachba Tefach, the width should be a Tefach. V'roish Magas Al Pi Kresai, and the strap should be long enough so that the tip should reach the edge of, meaning the beginning of the stomach, when he gets Malkus across his back. This pshat is going according to the pshat that he gets the Malkus across his entire back, and then it wraps around his side where his stomach begins. And he hits him 1/3 of the lashes on his front, and 2/3 on his back. He hits him, he's not standing or sitting, he's bent over. Meaning the one that's getting Malkus has to lean over the post which his hands are tied to. Shenemar v'yipilu ha-shayfet, meaning that they should cause him to bend downwards. And the person who's giving the Malkus has to hit him as hard as he can with one hand.